Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Take your seat if you can. Glory to God. Glory. Oh, amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. I said amen. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. Okay, so we just want to run through some verses of the Bible. Hallelujah. Let's begin from Psalm 118. Amen. So as we look into the word, once you see the glory cloud, receive from it. Amen. 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 You'll copy your notes later. Hallelujah. Once you see an angel, grab it. Sorry, him. Oh, how do we say it now? Grab. Hallelujah. Okay, once you see an activity around you, be the first responder. Amen?
Amen.
Be a quick responder. Glory to God.
Amen.
Just take what is available for you. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Okay, Psalm 118. You know what I've said in this conference? That rejoicing is synonymous to thanksgiving, right? And they both have two things in common: expression and demonstration. Okay? So thanksgiving ought to be expressed, so also rejoicing. We saw from Acts 16 and verse 25, Paul and Silas prayed, sang, and while they did so, the prisoners heard them. Okay? So they were not doing it sadly, neither were they doing it in their spirits or in their hearts. Yes, they did it from their spirits, but it was audible enough. Amen? So expressions and demonstrations are necessary and required. Amen? When it comes to our rejoicing. In 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 8, Peter says, "You rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory." The NIV lets us know the later part, what I just quoted, that is, you rejoice because you are filled with inexpressible and glorious joy. So our rejoicing is a container, number one, but don't forget number two, also a revealer of God's glory. It's a container and a revealer of God's glory. In 1 Kings chapter 8, 10 to 11, the priest went in the temple to minister, and then there was a cloud of glory, or there was a cloud, okay? And that cloud usually comes from the incense, right? And the glory of God descended in the cloud, so much that the priest could not stand to minister. Amen? Because the glory of God had filled the house of God. There was glory in that house. The house, the temple, the sanctuary was full of God's glory that the priest could not stand. But you would observe that if the priest did not go in to minister, usually they are the initiators of the incense. Okay, it's not like a cloud would just form. No, it's part of the rituals. They bring the incense or light it up, as the case may be, and then it forms a cloud. And in that cloud, the glory of God descends. Praise God. Amen, amen.
Amen.
So if the priest did not go in to minister, there will be no cloud. Does that make sense? If the priest did not go in to minister, there will be no cloud. And Peter says our rejoicing is a container and a revealer of God's glory. So it means that our rejoicing, praise God, is the initiator when we rejoice, if we will rejoice enough with understanding and a consciousness of it, the glory of God will fill the house. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. The glory of God will fill the house. And you know, the priest could not stand. So, it's possible for us not to be able to stand as well, right? And the truth is, it's not only us that will not be able to stand. But that trouble that has been troubling you will not be able to stand. Amen? That challenge, that difficulty, okay? That thing that negates the will of God, that sickness. Amen? When the house is filled with glory, nothing is able to stand the presence, the weight, the power, and the might of the Almighty God. Hallelujah. Nothing is able. Nothing at all. The Lord in the midst of us is mighty. When we rejoice, our consciousness of the presence of God becomes stronger. You know, Jesus said, of course, David said, and then Jesus said in hell, of course, quoting David, in your presence is fullness of joy. Of course, presence there will refer to the resurrection, speaking in hope of resurrection from hell. In your presence is fullness of joy. He further said, at your right hand pleasures forevermore. Hallelujah. Praise God. So the presence of God, which is the resurrection of Jesus, amen. Amen. Which is the right hand of God, is fullness of joy and pleasures forevermore. And we have also said that rejoicing is an act of faith. If it's supernatural joy, then you ought to deal with it supernaturally. You will not respond based on your feelings, how you feel at the moment. No! You respond in faith. Don't forget, we said, faith in the unseen, the eternal, is the foundation of our faith, of our Christianity. Our God is a spirit, cannot be seen. Moses, in Hebrews 11 and verse 27, forsook Egypt because he had seen the invisible. And that's how our lives must be. Amen? We behold the invisible. 2 Corinthians 4 and 18. Why are we looking at things that are seen, but things that are not seen? For things that are seen are temporal, but things that are not seen are eternal. We behold eternal things. So our joy, being spiritual, supernatural, eternal, requires a faith response. You don't have to have physical evidence. Yes, there are times we can have physical evidence and then respond in joy. Amen? For instance, we can see a miracle and then respond in joy. Amen? We saw the miracle happen. Okay, no, not that the miracle happened in the spirit. We saw the miracle happen and then we can respond in joy. But our faith work requires that, or let me say it this way, is built on the unseen, seeing the invisible. So if you want to rejoice because of how you feel, or you don't want to rejoice because of how you feel, it is because you are not responding in faith. It is because you are not a faith responder. Ken Hagin would say, study in the flesh. If you do that long enough, the anointing will come on you. You will get filled. You will get full of the Holy Ghost. But many times, it looks like what is okay is for some supernatural force to compel me to rejoice then that is when I feel like I'm rejoicing. That is when, yes, that's possible. It's possible for the Spirit of God to come on you. It's possible for the power of God to come on you, or if you say the anointing, to come on you, and then you will respond in joy. But as believers, we must learn the faith walk. Faith walk. It's an act of faith. So you begin, you start. You rejoice, not because of how you feel, but because the word of God says so. But because you want to act on the word. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. Glory to God. Amen? Amen? Okay, 30 seconds, let's laugh. Not because you feel like laughing, but you have instructions to laugh. You may feel stupid, it's okay. Just go ahead and laugh. Psalm 2 says, he that sits in the heavens shall laugh. Psalm 126 says, when the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, were like them that dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter. And our tongue with singing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So our rejoicing is full of glory. Full of glory. Full of glory. Hallelujah. So we said rejoicing is synonymous with thanksgiving. And they have two things in common. Expression and demonstration. And from 1 Peter 1:8, Peter said, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable, joy that is inexpressible. Amen? And full of glory. But when he said, ye rejoice, remember we looked at the word agaleo, right? A word that means to jump for joy or to be exceeding glad because of exceeding joy. Amen? To be exceeding glad because of exceeding joy. And usually, there's exceeding joy because of what God has done. There's exceeding joy because of what God has done. Forgiveness of sins brings about exceeding joy. The resurrection, Jesus said, of course, in David, is fullness of joy. Fullness. Fullness of joy. Okay? And so, don't forget we said that Peter said joy unspeakable, not because it has to do with secrets that you should not utter or say. It is because it ought to be demonstrated. Okay? Exceeding gladness is, you know, can be equal to exceeding demonstration. Exceeding demonstration because of exceeding joy. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You still remember our exercises?
Yes, sir.
Right?
Yes, sir.
Exercise 1, shout. Yeah, exercise 2 is to laugh. Amen. Exercise 3 is to jump for joy. Hallelujah. Exercise 4 is to turn, twirl, or spin around. Exercise 5 is to run. Glory to God. Now, agaleo is to do all of that at the same time. Take us it. So there's no way a man will rejoice that way and then it will not be obvious. That is expressed and demonstrated. Hallelujah. Expressed and demonstrated. So, thanksgiving, synonymous to rejoicing. Psalm 118 starts like this. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, because his mercy endureth forever. Let Israel now say that his mercy endureth forever. Can we say together, the Lord is good? For his mercies endures forever. The Lord is good. For his mercies endures forever. Hallelujah. Now, let's run to verse 19, Psalm 118. Open to me the gates of righteousness, I will go in to them, and I will praise the Lord. These gates of the Lord, into which the righteous shall enter, I will praise thee. Into which the righteous shall enter. Then 21. I will praise thee, for thou hast heard me and hast become my salvation. The stone which the builders refused is become the head stone of the corner. Right? This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. Verse 24. This is the day which the Lord has made. We will rejoice. Let's try that one more time. This is the day which the Lord has made. We will rejoice. Glory to God. So he says, we will rejoice and be glad in it. You know, a lot of times the Bible uses the word day for an age and a dispensation. Okay? Not necessarily today as in today. And it's okay if we would say today, right? But the day is the day of salvation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we are in the day of salvation. So this is the day that the Lord has made. Glory to God. Hallelujah. This dispensation, this age, the age of the church, the age of the indwelling of the Holy Ghost. It is the day that the Lord has made. You know, the previous verse says it is the Lord's doing and it is marvelous in our eyes. It is the Lord's doing and it is marvelous in our eyes. It is the Lord's doing and it is marvelous in our eyes. What the Lord did is entering our eyes. It is the Lord's doing and it is marvelous in our eyes. Glory to God. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. So there is joy every day. Hallelujah. There is joy every day. Every day. There's joy every day. There are no down moments. There are no down moments. There's joy every day. This is the day the Lord has made. we will rejoice and be glad in it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So there's always a reason to rejoice. Amen. I may not have a manifestation or a physical evidence. I may not have proof physically to show or tell or say why I'm rejoicing. But I have a reason. The Lord has made the day of salvation. I will rejoice and be glad in it because it is the Lord's doing and it is marvelous in my life. Glory to God. It's marvelous in my eyes. This is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. So, by reason of what God has done, it causes a violent emotion in me that causes me to respond in exceeding gladness and great joy. And great joy. I mean, how do you explain the apostles being persecuted, flogged, and then they rejoiced that they were counted worthy? They rejoiced that they were counted worthy. I mean, naturally speaking, was that supposed to bring joy? But we must learn as believers to interpret, view things from the purview of salvation. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. So we will rejoice and be glad in it. You know, you must read that in continuous present. Present tense, continuous. Amen? We are in the day of the Lord. We will continue to rejoice and be glad. Hallelujah. We will always rejoice and be glad. We will always rejoice and be glad. We will always rejoice and be glad. Hallelujah. Glory to God. 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 Ha ha. Glory to God. See, this thing is our reality. Let me say something to you, then we just let loose. Praise God. Smith Wigglesworth was asked, if you know Smith Wigglesworth, he was terrific when it comes to the gift of faith and the power gift. Terrific. Go for a funeral and spoil the show. Done everything, printed program, bought casket, ready for the man to go, and he said, I know Greece. Carry the dead body, slam against the wall. I say, wake up. Walk in Jesus' name. Walk in Jesus' name. And they asked him, you know what he said? He said, when he wakes up, he does 14 minutes of high speed dancing. So you wake up, you do that, your face will not be like this throughout the day. High speed dancing. Praise God. Glory to God. So, by design, the next 30 minutes will be rejoicing. If you want to sleep up, wake up back, you'll be rejoicing. We'll run, we'll shout, we will laugh, we will, then we'll start again.
After all, Paul said, rejoice again. I say rejoice. Amen? If you don't know what to do, we have 5 exercises. Let's go for exercise 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Then you press repeat. Exercise 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You can also help yourself. You can find drinking partners. Alright? Where you sip together. Where you pass the wine around. It has begun. Don't forget, it's a supernatural one. So something is happening. Something is changing. The wall is crashing down. There's a turnaround. Full of glory. Don't forget, it's a supernatural one. So something is happening. Something is changing. The wall is crashing down. There's a turnaround. Full of glory. Ha, 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 ha.